Now he says, because you've kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation or of testing, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Now this is definitely the great tribulation period. Because beginning with chapter 4, after the preliminaries are put down in chapters 4 and 5, beginning with 6 through 19, you have the great tribulation period. This period that he says that's coming upon all the world to test those that are up on the earth. Now the Lord Jesus says, I'm going to keep you from the hour of temptation. Now, not only from that awful Holocaust that's coming on this earth, that period of judgment, but also from that period, from the hour of temptation, so that this is, to my judgment, a complete deliverance. And when he says to keep thee from the hour, I have put in my translation here to keep thee out of the hour that's coming upon the earth. Keep you out of the hour of trial that's coming upon the earth. So that by any stretch of the imagination, you couldn't say that this church is going through the great tribulation period. And I believe that the Philadelphia church continues right on through to the rapture of the church. This is the church that will go out at the time of the rapture. Now, the Church of Laodicea, as we're going to see, is an organization that will continue on in the world, although he gives a marvelous invitation to it, and many, even in that Laodicean church, will turn to Christ, and at the time of the rapture, they will be taken out. But there is a church that goes through the great tribulation, and that is the apostate church, and that, of course, is the church of Laodicea. So that what we have here is the coming of Christ to take his own out of the world. And he promises this church that it's not going through that particular period that's coming on the earth. And I'd like to give just here a quotation from Dr. John Walvoord's book on Revelation. He says, if the rapture had occurred in the first century preceding the tribulation, which the book of Revelation describes, they were assured of deliverance. By contrast, those sealed out of the 12 tribes of Israel in chapter 7, verse 4, clearly go through the time of trouble. This implies the rapture of the church before the time of trouble referred to as the Great Tribulation. Such a promise of deliverance to them would seemingly have been impossible if the rapture of the church were delayed until the end of the tribulation, prior to the second coming of Christ and the establishment of the kingdom. He not only says this to the church, but he says, behold, I come quickly. Now, that doesn't mean soon. We've seen that back in the first chapter. It has the idea of suddenness and an air of expectation. That is, he'll come at a time they know not. Therefore, it does not mean he's coming immediately, but his coming will be sudden. And this is the promise that is the hope of the church. Actually, the church is not looking for the great tribulation period. Nowhere are we told to gird up our loins, grit your teeth, and clench your fist. Boy, it's coming, the great tribulation, and you're going to go through it. And believe me, he never says that, but looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is the church that is to be raptured, his true church. And I don't think you can put them in any denomination or any local church. I think they're scattered throughout the world today, and you find some of them belonging to some very funny organizations, by the way, and I don't understand it, but that apparently is none of my business. They'll have to straighten it out with the Lord. I'm going to have a whole lot to straighten out myself. And so I personally would pass now from that today. I should close the last book with him saying to Philadelphia, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Now he has a message that he gives to each one of these churches. It applied to the local church, but it applies to us today also.